Now, when was the last time you sent a letter? It's the end of an era today in Denmark as the state-run postal service PostNord ends its four-century-old task of delivering letters to residents around the country. It will instead focus on parcels because of the change in consumer behaviour. Christian Beckgaard has been a postman for 20 years and has seen the contents of his bag change over time. It's becoming mainly letters from authorities, banks or bills. Fewer Christmas cards too. He'll soon be delivering packages with a car and spoke to Danish radio during one of his last rides on his post bike.
Det er trist. Lidt. Er det ved at slutte?
It's sad that it's coming to an end, but in one way or another it'll be okay. New things happen, it's a time of change, and it has to happen now and then. So personally, I think it'll be okay even if it's sad, but you can't stop change.
Men man kan ikke stoppe udviklingen.
Laura McIver got more on why this is happening from Danish journalist Maya Tekeli.
It simply has something to do with the fact that people just don't send letters anymore. That's first of all being, you know, romantic, individual, personal letters. But Denmark is a very, very digitalized country. Bills, bank messages, government decisions, they arrive digitally, and it's only around 5% of Danes that still receive official mail on paper, given the fact that I guess most people don't remember the last time they sent a letter themselves. They accepted it, but nostalgia really kicked in when PostNord, as the state service is called, started to take down our iconic red mailboxes. They've been a part of the country for as long as you can remember. Some of them were put up for sale, and within hours they were sold out because people just wanted a little piece of that history, I guess.